This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With you
and Henry with you from the interim flagship terrestrial studio of Free Talk Live on the Gulf Coast.
That's right, we're here on the Gulf Coast of Florida and WWPR. It's nice to be back in a radio station, I must say. It would have been nice had the power stayed up and we were able to do the last segment.
What, you think this is like a continuous power supply budget issue? Or
you know, I think we need to put that in the budget.
We have paper towels in the bathroom and toilet paper. Quit complaining.
Indeed.
I just want to say that, Captain...
pretty well here.
Hey guys.
Number 603. What was that, Captain?
I just wanted to say that Captain Kickass does not wear a cape, but he did save the day, so
indeed.
Yeah, you're
Thank
welcome.
You, Captain. The number, 603-283. 6160, 603-283-6160. We're going to get right to the phone calls here.
The captain didn't mention spandex, though.
Well, no man can reveal what he's wearing under his normal jeans. Mm-hmm. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's well.
Did you get back with Mark?
I'm here. This is Mark.
Hey, Mark. We used to call it the mullet wrapper.
Yeah, Braden Britton Herald was called the mullet wrapper.
And in the old Sarasota Tribune. Remember?
Yep.
Yeah, I lived down there 70s, 80s, and 90s. Lived out on Anna Marie Island. So, you know, it's kind
wait,
of...
Wait a minute. Mike,
yeah.
In the 70s on Anna Maria Island, what?
Yeah.
Where did you hang out?
Basically, at the Beach Lounge in Brighton Beach.
Ah,
but all the commercial fishermen down there. You know where Trader Jack's was?
Yeah, I'm thinking the Stumble Inn if you were my age.
Yes, I'm a little older than you, I think.
Yeah,
but
I can tell you're in a classier place than I was.
Yeah, I did security work down there for years. And basically I did security work for the Allman Brothers. They lived out on Anna Maria.
Yeah, well,
remember where Peter Bernard's was?
Remember
the restaurant? Yeah, Peter Bernard's. Well, the owner had a house right there on the Intercoastal Waterway. And basically after Dwayne Allman was killed, Dickie Betts' mother lived in Sarasota. So he told the band, if we don't go back to Florida, I'm quitting. So they all moved down to Anna Maria Island, and they lived in a house on the Intercoastal right next to Peter Bernard's. So I got a call from I won't mention his name. I'll tell you, it's Chuck Chambers. He used to be a bail bondsman and private detective out in Bradenton. He said you went. You interested Mike? In doing this?
Chuck Chambers used to be my neighbor.
But he's
passed.
Yeah, he'd be on the old bike riding around and stuff. But you know, all us guys that did security knew each other. So I said, yeah, I'll take it on. So it turned out to be the Allman Brothers. And, but Dickie, you know, basically, we almost lost him 2 years ago. He, fell down, hit his head pretty hard, had a blood clot. And, but he made it through it. He's still in Sarasota.
He's an old man now, that's for sure. Mike, I appreciate calling in with the reminiscing. And Allman Brothers are a fixture down here on the Gulf Coast of Florida. This is where I grew up. This is where you grew up, Henry.
Absolutely. This is where I was born.
You're a little older than I was.
Well, that was good since I employed you.
Yeah, that's right. You were my boss at the comic book store when I was 12 years old.
Right. I was not that kind of an entrepreneur that I would have been employing you younger than you.
Mike, thanks for the call. Let's go to Jet calling east of the Mississippi.
By the way, I'm sorry.
Hold on.
I didn't mean to step on you. But
go ahead.
Next generation of Allman Brothers children are coming up. They have a successful website. Just Google them. You'll find them. But they're all over the place.
Are they playing in bands?
Two successful bands.
Excellent. Chet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. I just wanted to call in because it's a couple days before the end of the tax terrorism season.
Yes.
On the 17th. And remind the audience that you live in fear of the very people you have hired to serve and protect you.
It's true. The IRS is the most terrifying organization to an American. I suspect the American military is the most terrifying organization to somebody who's living in, say, the Middle East or something.
Right.
I didn't know the IRS were shooting black people.
Yeah. Well, and another thing to the captain, I wanted to kind of make a modification on what you said the other day about taxation coming from tithing. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. It is my belief that tithing, you know, was the predecessor to taxation, as it was defined as something around, you know, 10% of your income was contributed to the church, and then the religion
well,
of state is
incorrect.
Okay, go ahead.
That's incorrect. No, taxation, of course, came from slavery, and it has returned to slavery. Tithing only came about after, you know, Moses left the wandering in the desert thing, and he came down and he gave the commandments and all that. But then he redid that when they were going to go into Canaan as Deuteronomy, and tithing only has to do with food for the poor, fatherless, widowed, and alien. It was done every third year. What a lot of people don't even know, what's funny is I've even asked pastors, do you know what the year of the tithe is? And they go, you got me. And I go, well, it says right there, every third year you're supposed to bring your tithes. But anyway, getting back to the taxation thing, it's slavery because if you have to turn over your time and energy, which is the initial input to the money you get, then you are somebody's slave.
I do tend to think that it is the modern evolution, but we've had taxes for as long as we've had the state, right? I mean, not 10,000 years. There's been
before there was a state, when there was just a guy with a big club.
Yeah, right. The head guy of the group said, gimme.
It started out as what they called tribute, where let's say a conqueror would go into a land, and not only would he rape and pillage, but he would demand to extract a certain amount of something, you know, from the people that they conquered. That was tribute. And that's that refers
also,
back to, you know, where...
I mean, if you were going to just have your own, I mean, surely there's a place that hasn't had been conquered too long, and the existence of the state still needed to be bolstered. I mean, people weren't going to run around with pointy sticks for free.
No, what I'm getting is taxation came from tribute, then from slavery, first of all, then moved into tribute, and now it's back to slavery because, you know, we are indentured, so to speak, by the fact that other people, just other humans, can somehow magically demand that we give them money. I don't
it's
understand.
It's just a bunch of people we haven't
that.
Met. That's for sure. Chet, thanks for the call.
I thought tithing came from Abraham when he gave a tenth of his war spoils to Melchizedek, the king of Salem. And Abraham was before Moses. I'm confused.
Well, let's just talk about tax. I think that it doesn't particularly matter where
it came
from.
Let me take one sidebar to get to that.
Sure.
So that's 10%. The tithing with him.
And by the way, I would say that if government has a legitimacy, it should never collect more than God did. So therefore, a 9.9% tax would be as high as
it should be. But if we go to the New Testament and Acts, after Jesus, you know, went off and left his disciples in charge, they had, I forget the name of the husband and wife, that sold their stuff and they kept half for themselves, and being caught in the lie, the Lord struck both of them dead because they were supposed to give everything.
Not everything they were supposed to give. They weren't supposed to lie about what they said. That was Ananias and Sapphira.
No. But they lied about it because they were told to give everything, and they thought 50% was fair enough. They gave that.
I would have to revisit that story because my understanding of the story, when it was taught to me at Braden and Christian, was the problem wasn't how much they gave, but the problem was lying about how they.
Well, of course, they don't like giving 100% of their material goods to the Brandon Christian School. But all those communists and acts, they said everything belongs to everybody.
There was a lot of communism in early Christianity, there's no doubt. But there's a lot of everything. Some of them are saying, hey, you can't eat meat, you can't do this. Don't drink the blood of animals, who knows, whatever. The number, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. You're on Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And ring.
The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we, in fact, have a line open for you right now. Henry, after the FBI raid that occurred on March the 16th on the Free Talk Live studios,
yes,
we had previously had more phone lines. So now we're down to two, and we have gotten an update from Ian, our main host, who has been incarcerated for 8 weeks.
How long have you been partners with Ian, or known Ian?
Known him since 99, been in business with him, if you want to call a radio show business, since 2002. So
22 years of friendship.
Right. And, wow. Well, I've known you longer, but you're about it. So, yeah, you can call in 603-283-6160, and we'll work with these two lines that we've got. Let's go. Oh, by the way, if you want to donate, you can go to thecrypto6.com. It's the numeral 6, or you can spell out 6. It doesn't matter. Thecrypto6.com. You can read the what happened. You can watch some videos. If you want to donate, that's fine, too. Whatever it's good for you. Thecrypto6.com. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Greetings and salutations.
Hey, Jerome.
Yeah, I just want to talk about this Matt Gaetz story. Can it get any juicier, sleazier, dirty, nastier, huh?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. What was Wieners?
No, it's not. And the answer, Jerome, is yes, it is. And you called at the right time. You called at the most perfect time because I know Joel Greenberg, the person that got that, probably better than I'm going to admit, but well enough. So,
hey, you said you know him?
Yes. He had been on my radio show, and I had visited him at his Seminole County Tax Collector office.
Oh, yeah. Did he have any teenage girls for you to, proclivity with, whatever they call
it? No, but he did have a fellow member of the Florida Blockchain Business Association that I got a job with Joel.
Look, he's already spilled his beans to the FBI, and then he's throwing Gaetz under the bus. Why is he still in office? Why?
Because he got elected. Isn't democracy great? Screaming?
Go ahead. I'm
Jerome,
sorry.
You just have to let the process work. What was that old pastor in the 1700s, Jonathan Edwards, that did the story about the spider dangling on a string above the candle? You got to enjoy the entertainment value.
Process? Hey, that's the party that screams about fake elections and stealing elections and... And it's all Liz Cheney under the bus the other day. By the way, only she got that job because who her dad knew. And she's like, oh, I'll never leave the party. Did you vote for Trump? Yes, I voted for him. Did you regret your vote? Yeah, now I do. Yeah, right, okay. So, hey, where was she before he got to office and all that stuff he was saying, huh? How can women support somebody like that? They talk about Bill Clinton all the time. They go back 20 years and talk about Joe Biden all the time. Sex trafficking. 17-year-old girls, man. 17.
This is the Matt Gaetz you're bringing us back to.
That's right.
Well, I got some questions about this. As I understand, these girls were sugar babies, which is new modern-day hookers.
The men were sugar daddies. I didn't know those.
That's what they call sugar babies. It's sugarbabies.com,
you know,
I believe, is one of these websites.
You know what?
Sugar,
you know what? They ain't letting Ghislaine Maxwell out of prison anytime soon, okay?
Probably not.
And she's involved in the same kind of mess that Gaetz is in. But he's a man and she's a woman. So she didn't have sex with anybody, okay? But she his proclivity, he procured people for...
Well, presumably Jeffrey Epstein did. We're certain that Bill Clinton did. Probably Bill Gates.
Look, this guy's in the room with the girl.
Your best caller, smartest caller up until just a second ago. You can't equate just saying Maxwell with Joel Greenberg. I mean, just the level of success and income is
very disparate. He's in the boom boom room, okay? No wonder he likes Trump. They're both cut from the same cloth. You know, I like to grab women, and when you're a celebrity, get away with it. And then the other guy's, oh, we love Trump. Yeah, I know why you love him, because you just like him.
Well, thanks for the call, Jerome. Hey, look, when you've got democracy, you're going to have people getting elected that you wish you didn't. Because the people that are going to get elected are the ones that are most successful at marketing themselves in front of the public. And the public is going to vote for whomever. Look, I mean, Trump got an office. Biden got an office. Biden was probably the single worst choice that was available on the Democratic ticket this go-around. And certainly Bernie Sanders has been jilted and robbed two times going.
Well, before the inauguration, I would have agreed with you about that.
What did the inauguration do?
I got to see the team and stuff that was put in place, and I think they're very efficient. You may not like the policies, but they're efficient what they do. But let's take it back to the perverted sex. I mean, that's what everybody wants to talk about. And my experience with Joel Greenberg, for people that don't know Joel Greenberg, he was the first tax collector in the U.S. to accept Bitcoin for payment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Great. He also, when he took over, you know, in the Trumpian spirit that he entered that office with, he started packing, open carrying a gun in the office of the Seminole County Tax Collector and encouraged his employees to do that, too, because really they're all deputies of a law enforcement agency in a way and enforcing the tax collection, so you've got to have your gun there. He impersonated officers with his tax collector bat, pulled people over in his SUV.
He did pull people over.
Cut in front of him. And then that was the part I knew about when I invited him to be on the radio show.
Did he have flashing lights? How did he pull somebody over without flashing lights?
Yeah, he had something that he could put out.
Okay.
You got to be ready for different circumstances. Are you telling me you don't have one of those in your car?
I have had them because I was a volunteer firefighter. I don't have one.
Okay, so look in the mirror.
I don't pull anybody over. I've never pulled anybody over.
Well, you're a little bit behind schedule, aren't you?
Yeah.
So then I found out that the Seminole County... Now, he came in on an anti-corruption from the multi-year Republican incumbent, ready to clean house, clean up the Republican Party, drain that swamp over in Seminole County. They found $400,000 of questionable credit card purchase. We're not even getting into the sex trafficking yet. He actually got a what do they call those stimulus loans? PPP?
Yeah, PPP funds, I think.
He got a loan the day after he was indicted by bribing an SBA official.
Oh, my God.
So he is very efficient. Let's go ahead. You should look like you got this stuff on.
That's Free Talk Live, 603-283.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Tear gas and water cannons have been deployed by riot police in Paris against protesters that are demonstrating in support of the Palestinians. Paris has a ban on social gathering. Some demonstrations in other French cities were peaceful. Other marches were held in London, Berlin, and the Netherlands following a week of intense fighting between Israel and the Palestinians. Some of the outrage directed at Israel follows the destruction of a high-rise building in Gaza City. One of them housed the offices of international media companies, including the Associated Press and Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera is calling the bombings a clear act to stop journalists from reporting on the conflict. Also targeted, according to the Israeli military, the home of a top Hamas leader. This is USA Radio News. White House COVID Response Coordinator Andy Slavitt said the decision on Thursday by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to ease mask mandates under certain conditions for people who are fully vaccinated has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with the science, the number of cases and deaths of COVID-19.
We've had a 30% drop in the last week or so. Secondly, there is evidence that the vaccines work at preventing the spread now, which many people suspected, but they now have some good data on.
He said they didn't find out until late on Wednesday that the CDC was going to announce the change. Also, the TSA and CDC have come out with a joint statement. They want to remind those who are traveling by plane, bus, train, or any other type of public transportation that you're still required to wear a mask, even if you've been vaccinated. According to the TSA website, people must wear a mask across all transportation networks through September 13th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live? Oh, sorry about that. I had some different audio coming in.
Have the mic, did they hear my private key for my Bitcoin wallet?
Yeah, I think they did. The number is 603-283-6160.
It wasn't that mnemonic. So, I'm sorry, I stepped on your phone number.
603-283-6160. We got two lines open right now here on Free Talk Live. This live edition. Anytime, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., you can call in and talk on Free Talk Live. So we were talking in the last segment about this Matt Gaetz and
Joel Greenberg.
Yeah, and several guys that are being swept up here, young politicians, young Republican politicians in the state of Florida. And the juiciest part appears to be the underage prostitution. Now,
merely taking a minor across state lines for the purpose of sex.
That too.
So you have to get in the prostitution part before you're breaking a law.
Indeed. Now, Florida's a big place. And one thing I sort of wonder is that I believe, correct me if I'm wrong here, I'm not really up on my age of consent laws. I believe the age of consent in Florida is 16.
Well, there's no age of consent to be a prostitute.
That's correct.
Being a prostitute is illegal in the state of Florida.
They have to prove that they spent money on them, and that gets a little complicated. Like you can.
In the old days it does, but now with Venmo, it's much easier to track that stuff.
Yeah, but you could be compensating somebody for dinner and a variety
of
things.
You can put that on the memo, but if there's other texts that say what you want, and you refer to the person in 17 years after 1999, the young lady whose handle that she used, her name handle, I'm not talking about like where President Trump used to grab them by their handle, but it was vintage 1999.
Was her name.
So she was, well,
advertising
she was
what her
clear
age was.
What the year of her birthday was.
Correct.
And so they knew that they were having sex with a minor, these 30-some-year-old gentlemen, or maybe 40, I don't know.
Well, I can say this. I had a 19-year-old girlfriend when I was in my early 30s. It didn't really work out for me because I felt like we weren't communicating the same way. We just didn't understand each other on every level. But, you know, it's not like a relationship can't work out that way. I think of Loretta Lynn, who married, I think, at 14, if I remember correctly, and stayed married to her husband throughout her life.
Yeah, but it seems to me like you were trying to make a point about the 17-year-old.
Well,
and the
point I'm trying to make is a 17-year-old girl can work, and she can consent to work.
Yeah.
She can have sex, and she can consent to have sex. But she can't consent to work having sex. And that gets a little complicated. She can't, of course, in most of the United States, no woman can consent.
So if you get a job at McDonald's, that will get you pregnant and put you on food stamps and welfare that we have to pay the taxes for?
Well, you may meet a fine young man or something.
But the main thing is, these gentlemen knew she was 17.
Yep. And they hold a position, illegal. A lawful position,
yeah,
right? They're politicians.
We can Google the law, but it's come to light that, yes, for men those age to have sex with a 17-year-old, it's illegal. These are men with wherewithal and power and influence. And I ask you, Mark Edge, why couldn't they wait another year? Is having sex with a 17-year-old compared to an 18-year-old that much better?
Can
you tell me that, please?
This always escapes me. This is why these guys that get picked up for 17-year-olds not just go for 18-year-olds. But
maybe there's a caller that knows the difference.
The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I haven't had sex with a girl under the age of 18 since I was under the age of 18. So I don't, this is long in my past. But I will say this, is I think the prostitution laws, I think we should be talking about this, and I think we should be vilifying these guys, but I don't think we should have prostitution laws. I think that if somebody is old enough to have sex, they're old enough to make a bargain in having sex, because I think that sex is always a bargain. It just depends on what you're getting.
We have an arbitrary age that we choose to let people...
Who's we? I didn't choose it.
All right. Well, there is a law.
There is a law.
Arbitrary law that says when you can drink liquor, when you can buy a firearm.
Yep, when you go to a rated R movie.
So if you want to decriminalize, legalize prostitution, and you have an age that is allowed and younger than that is not allowed, then there's...
That age would probably be 18. If they were going to legalize prostitution in the state of Florida, and they might as well, considering all the little...
Yeah, because if it was 21,
massage parlors,
would be chasing 20-year-olds.
It's so weird. But they have these massage parlors all over the state of Florida where you can go get a massage or a sauna or anything like that. And I'm presuming that that's basically prostitution.
Don't you ask Robert Kraft? I don't know who he knows.
I don't know who that is.
That's the owner of the New England Patriots.
Okay, he'd get caught in one of these things?
Twice.
Yeah, well, you know.
On camera.
How do they get him on camera?
Well, the amazing thing is he got off of the charges that he was charged under because they didn't feel that the cameras that the sheriff's department had placed in the place were legally placed there.
I don't think they were either.
So, but Robert Kraft, owner of the New England Patriots, billionaire, probably at least $500 or $600 million, got off on all of it.
Indeed, and that's how these things work. Hopefully. Well, in my opinion, adults can make their decisions on how they decide to interact. So,
for the most part.
Well, that's what they should be able to do, in my opinion. So when it comes
to
these...
there's a whereas or caveat or somewhere under there. I think you libertarians say, you know, you all libertarians, like, until you hurt someone else,
sure,
or you infringe on their liberties or something like that.
Right. Well, they're making decisions together.
Or you don't pay your taxes.
As long as it's consensual, whatever it is, as long as there's consent involved, then fine and dandy. Now, I think that there is an age that young people can't make a decision to have sex, and I think that when politicians do yucky things, we should totally talk about it. So that's kind of how I feel about the Matt Gaetz thing. I think these guys are scummy politicians, but I think all politicians are scummy. And some are better than others, but, you know, ultimately, they just haven't got
pretty much all people are scummy, too. we try and rise above this.
Indeed, and we need incentives to do so. So one of the ways that we believe that we make better people is through punishment of children, right? Like if children do bad things, we punish them.
Better teachers, better parenting.
There's a story out of Clewiston, Florida, that we have talked about recently here in Free Talk Live in the last couple of segments, where a six-year-old girl scratched in some way a screen of some kind of learning device.
Touch screen.
Now, everything I've seen was... It indicated,
abuse your tax dollars.
Yeah. Everything indicated that it was a sort of intentional scratching. No, it's a six-year-old, so you decide how intentional...
When you tell your six-year-old, don't touch that, and they touch it. And then you say, don't touch it, and they touch it.
Yep.
And then you sit them down, you take a big old board, and you just smack the hell out of them while you verbally abuse them.
And
everybody's been there.
That's pretty much what occurred here. Now, the mother was consulted, and she agreed to the spanking, and then videotaped
it. Suggested the spank. She was told that the girl needed corporal punishment, and the mother said, I don't want to do that. Will you do it for me?
And then she videotaped, off her phone, videoed. There was no tape involved.
And then the principal and the assistant to the principal who did it were prohibited to do that by the rules of the school district.
Right.
But they chose to do it anyway.
Right. And they paddled the girl and then sort of told her, don't do that again. And
they didn't say, don't do that again. They berated her. They beat her down verbally. They scared the hell out of her. And a little six-year-old that is imprisoned in that office is not allowed to leave, is supposed to believe that the two adults yelling in her face.
603-283-6160. 603-283-6160.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tech.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, coming to you live from the Gulf Coast of Florida. It's Mark with you. That's the audio from a spanking that occurred in Clewiston, Florida. And I must say, it's not pretty content. This whole thing is kind of ugly to watch. And you can go see it. It's on our Twitter feed, our Facebook, you know, all this stuff. It's right available there. Actually, it's not on Facebook. We stopped posting to Facebook. But you can get it at our Twitter feed. That's twitter.freetalklive.com to sign up for that. And I'd like, love to hear your opinion on it. The number is 603-283-6160. It's Mark with you.
Henry.
That's right. Henry, we're going to go to John in Nevada. And John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, John.
I had a couple questions. Hi. I had a couple questions about the benefits of Northern Mariana for crypto enthusiasts.
Yes, I lived in the Northern Mariana Islands for 2 months prior to COVID. The Great Plague drove me off of the island to back to Florida to keep an eye on my mother, and I am still considered a resident there. And there is an organization called Crypto Frontier, which you can find at cryptofrontier.org to answer some of your questions. Go ahead, John.
Okay, well, my first question was, is there a benefit in capital gains tax from living in Northern Mariana, especially with regard to crypto?
Right. No capital gains benefit compares to the Puerto Rico Act 60 benefit, but
yeah, I'm
there
somewhat
is a
familiar with Puerto Rico, yes.
Yeah, so Puerto Rico, you can sign a contract with the government of Puerto Rico to pay nothing in capital gains after you move. So if you have $100,000 in capital gains and then $200,000 after you've moved, you don't pay tax on the $200,000, but you do pay tax on the $100,000. So in the Northern Marianas...
When you move to Puerto Rico, then, as my understanding, let's just say you had $100,000 invested in crypto, but it had been invested for several years, then when you moved to Puerto Rico, you would have to initially pay capital gains to the IRS on whatever the prorated capital gain you'd made on that crypto, whether you had cashed it in or not. Is that correct?
That's correct. So let me explain.
Yeah, explain it to me, because right. You're paying tax on the cost basis or the appreciation?
You're much better at these terms than I am, Henry. This is what you do for a living. So if you bought Bitcoin...
I don't do anything for a living.
If you bought Bitcoin at $100 and then you move to Puerto Rico when it's worth $50,000 and then you sell it when it's worth $60,000, okay, you got it?
Oh.
You bought it at $100. You're selling it at $60,000, but you moved when it was at
$50,000.
Okay. You don't have to pay capital gains on that last $10,000, but you do have to pay the capital gains on every Bitcoin that every dollar between $49,900.
But I thought that if you're in the Marianas, that you only pay half the capital gains rate as in the United States.
Correct.
So why anything, would you go do the Puerto Rico thing if you can get half the capital gains rate in the Marianas?
Because you have to pay the IRS on everything until you moved. So the Puerto Rico is still a better deal.
So Marianas, you got to pay everything until you
move. Every territory.
Every territory, okay.
Up to the day you moved. Go ahead, John.
Okay, but Northern Marianas would be a lot cheaper for the capital gains tax than in Nevada, it sounds like.
Yes, it's cheaper than every state. I would like to point out that probably the Virgin Islands is the best place that you don't have to make a contract with the government. So Puerto Rico, you may or may not want to move there because of, having to deal with the legal system. Immediately when you move to the Marianas, you get a 90% tax break on everything.
Wait, including capital gains?
Yes, but there's no way to get away with the capital gains that you got up to the point that you moved. You simply have to pay those.
Oh, so as far as that goes, it's the same as Puerto Rico?
It's the same as Puerto Rico or any territory, yeah.
Okay. All right,
but
and how long does it take to become a resident of Northern Mariana?
What was that, John?
How long does it take to become a resident of Northern Mariana?
Days, moments. I declared my residency as soon as I moved. I got my driver's license within 3 days, I think. I think I got my voter's card the next day. I can't remember. It was crazy.
Okay.
So it's fast.
And what was the third place you just named that you said
the Virgin Islands.
You didn't have to make a contract with?
Yeah, Virgin Islands is nice because it's a lot like the U.S. Marianas. Basically, you just go in, you declare yourself a resident, and you're there. Puerto Rico, it's a much more extensive process.
Right. And these Virgin Islands are the American Virgin Islands?
Yeah, the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Okay.
I was just in Puerto Rico last week, John, and
yes?
Just checking this whole thing out. And I'll say this, there's an American section that's so American. I mean, it's just wonderful. I enjoyed the people when I was there. I had a wonderful time for like the 4 days that I was in Puerto Rico.
Oh, well, that's
the whole island is American.
It is, but it's not necessarily English speaking.
Culturally American, you mean?
Indeed. They call it the mainland anyway, so they're not entirely sure they're American either.
Can you become an expatriate? Give up your citizenship to a more favorable?
Hold on, just one second, John. Go ahead. Let's ask a final question here.
What do you think about the prospect of statehood for Puerto Rico, which might, ruin some of that?
No, that would absolutely ruin that. And it's a terrible idea. Everybody there seems to think so, that it's amongst the Americans that are living there. So thank you for the call. That's an interesting point, because people do use the term expat for Americans that are living in Puerto Rico. It's not the preferred term necessarily, but it's kind of like there's not a good term. You know, they don't want to say the white folks because that's not entirely true either. They don't want to say anything. They don't know what to say. So they usually use the term mainlander or something like that to try to be as, you know, generous as possible.
But can you give up your citizenship, go to a nation that will accept you and put you through the citizenship process and give you a more favorable treatment of those capital gains, or do you still have to somehow pay the U.S.?
You will absolutely have to pay the U.S. So if you decide to give up your U.S. citizenship and move to Bulgaria or whatever.
That would be the date you would have to pay the gains.
You have to pay 50%, 50% of your net worth in tax upon exiting. Now, most people at exit don't have, you know, a great deal, but, I mean, say that was...
Well, there's a few whales out there, I hear.
There are a few whales.
And I would think that they would want to do it as soon as possible before the capital gains proposal of Joe Biden comes through.
I think that if you live in another country and you're able to sort of bank there and these sorts of things, you've figured out how to actually operate. It's if you want to live in the United States and then sort of pretend to be a resident of something else, as people have accused me of doing, then that's when you're really going to fall on your face. You actually have to do it. So if you move to Singapore and you can figure out how to get a Singapore, you know, sort of a bank account and that sort of thing, then you'll be good. But if you're going to go back and forth and, you know, be an American half the year and a Singaporean half the year, things aren't going to go well.
No, I'd already given up on the expatriate question line when I just was on the Joe Biden's capital gains rate versus the current rate, and why would any whale not bring a lot of their wealth into conventional wealth before that happens?
Well, one thing you can do is give all your Bitcoin to your parents just before they die, and then when they return to you, the tax basis is you know, benefited.
Pumped up.
Yeah, then you're in good shape. Yeah. Just an idea.
Well, it's only up for good for a few million. What kind of whale are you if you only have a few million?
I don't know. I don't know how all this works. I can't say.
Pretty light whale.
Yeah. What I would say is that probably the best thing to do is to take your crypto under the table as much as you can. You can't buy yachts. You can't buy condominiums. You can't. Well, look, Henry, I don't have a problem saying this on the air. I will tell you right now, you give your money to the United States government, and they will drop million-dollar bombs on $10 tents and kill people's children. So F giving money to them. I would rather never take crypto millions than give money to them.
That's only 10% of what you give them. The rest is going, and a lot of it goes to provide health care for children.
No, it provides paychecks for middle class bureaucrats, and then a little bit goes to take health care for children. Half of welfare is middle class bureaucrats.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.